Hey! Welcome back to this episode of This Isn't the Place, the Utah Dating Podcast. We are here with Nick, a resident white man of Utah.
Yes.
We are so thrilled to have you.
Thanks.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah.
We're so thrilled.
Yay, white men.
I think they've gotten enough plus. That's just my thought.
That was plenty. I don't need any more.
We appreciate you being so humble about that. We just want to preface our first episode went live on Monday, and we're so thrilled about that. So excited about that. And the response that we've gotten has been awesome. We've gotten dating stories. We've gotten dating questions. And we just want to thank you all for listening and continue to listen. Share it with, you know, your neighbor,
your mom,
your bishop. I don't know. Maybe
the second counselor. Possibly.
Yo, let's go. I think that's a great idea. Just to reiterate, I mean, this podcast is for anybody and everybody who date in Utah, not just members of the church, not just for straight people, any relationship status. This podcast is for you.
Yeah.
So we're first going to start off with a story that was emailed by one of our listeners. So shout out to one of our listeners. I'm going to pull it up real quick. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, I got to sign in. Google, come on. You know it's me. Well, in the meanwhile, Nick, what have you been obsessed with lately? Any
Wait,
thoughts on
we
that?
Need to introduce Nick. Like,
oh, that's
like,
a really good
one. Nick, go ahead. Introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do? What do you like to do?
Well, as we've discussed, I'm a white male.
Right.
So that's
Living in Utah. Yeah.
I don't really know what all you want to know. I mean, I've born and raised in Sparks, Nevada. So
what? You weren't born and bred here?
I was not. I moved here my senior year.
He doesn't have Utah DNA in him?
Yeah, I don't say crick or mountain.
Oh,
I say mountain. So
that's a crime.
Sorry,
it's what? Mountain.
It's mountain.
I'm sorry.
Mountain.
I pronounce my T's. That's on me. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh,
I don't know if
you're gonna
throw me out now.
I honestly think we probably will. Speaking our truth.
There.
Yeah, it's literally behind.
It's literally behind you. But.
Here's my question. When did you move to Utah?
So I moved in. I think it was 2012.
Oh. So you were like 4 years old or?
So I was.
I'm totally kidding. Wait, how old were you?
I was like 17, I think.
I was 10.
Oh my gosh.
I'm older than both of you guys in case you're wondering.
Oh,
so.
I am.
How old are you?
Thrilled.
I'm 29.
We got an old man in the building.
Had to get his medication. Get the wheelchair. He's going to give up the ghost.
I was kind of upset that you guys didn't like bring a wheelchair to get me in my car and stuff.
Honestly.
But,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Next time,
yeah.
The full treatment. We're going to have a ramp for you.
Your IV will be in.
We're going to have prune juice cocktails, little shooters.
It really helped my internals there, you know,
salt
digestive tract.
I've got some Pepto
struggling.
If you want some. I just
yeah, for sure. Pull that out. Yeah.
We're totally going to get into this later, but I definitely want to ask you, what was it like growing up in Nevada and then moving as a young, impressionable teen to Utah? We're going to get into that, but I really want to know more about that.
I will be honest, the first time I went into just a regular store and
sure.
there weren't like slot machines in there, I was like,
huh?
What's going
Do
on?
Do Utahns not party? What's the deal?
Right? Or like the fact that alcohol is like hidden in a section instead of like two aisles.
Oh my god,
that's so
store.
Real.
You couldn't get your underage drink of it
I know, I
as
like, what's
easy.
Going on?
Interesting.
Wow. Wow.
So the slot machines were in like every store?
I mean, yeah, they were everywhere. So
wow.
Like, I remember going to a 7-Eleven, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's the slot machines that everyone plays on, and it was just
the
normal.
Addiction.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The addiction.
To me, the thing, and this is totally, like, not related to Utah, but the thing to play with in a store or, like, a Walmart was, like, the blood pressure cuff. Y'all
yes.
know what I'm
yes.
talking about?
Always, yeah.
I didn't know what it meant. I was just like, it makes me hurt good.
That's where I learned I have high blood pressure.
At the crisp age of 10.
I always remember like trying to do it like on your elbow.
Yeah.
My brother and I tried to stick our foot through it once and that didn't really work.
You probably got terrible results. I bet like 911 was called. Get these kids in an ambulance.
Red button. Yeah.
That's wild. Oh my gosh. Cool. Yeah, you guys, high blood pressure machines, slot machines.
Slay girl.
Let me pull up this story like I've been trying to do for 18 minutes. Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay, so this is our first dating story of the week sent by one of our lovely listeners. Shout out to this listener. Of course, we're changing any and all identifying information because we care about your safety.
And we're not snitches.
We're not snitches. Mm-mm. All right. So a couple of years ago, I was dating this girl. Classic. Okay.
That's your first mistake.
So true. She came over to my house to meet my family for the first time. She was super into farm animals and cows specifically. She worked with dairy cows. She birthed cows, milked cows, fed cows, etc. All right. Okay.
Yo, girl.
Mother cow.
Get those milkers, man. Sorry.
So she comes over to my house for a movie night with my family, and before we start, she's getting to know my parents. I leave for a moment to get the movie ready downstairs. Meanwhile, my mom started asking her some nice basic questions: where she's from, what she does for work, school, education plans, and so on. And as I'm walking back into the room, I hear my dad start to ask questions. He, being a little less socially graceful, has an itching curiosity about cows. Oh, no. Oh, no.
The itching curiosity.
It's the itching curiosity. Yeah. Is there a bull you just bring to the farm and say go wild? Or is there a huge syringe you bring that's just locked and loaded and whoop?
Baby calf.
Oh my gosh. At this point, I'm traumatized. Period. I would join in on that. But then she goes on to answer. They have a catalog of bulls, like some bovine Playboy magazine, where you can pick out which bulls you like and pay for their sperm. What?
Wow.
My dad, thoroughly fascinated, proceeds to ask more questions. Do you use the same bull for all of the cows? Do you split it up to diversify the gene pool? How much diversity do you want to maintain high quality milk while still keeping a diverse gene pool? At this point, I break up the conversation. I refuse to allow this to continue. I'm traumatized personally, even if they aren't. We would then go on to break up shortly after. But I never let my dad live it down. Oh my gosh, that is a great story.
The diversity.
Wow, what a great story.
That's good.
A bovine Playboy. I never thought.
Let me just flip through the channel on real fast.
Ooh, now that's a nice one. Look at that guy.
Look at the hooves. Holy cow.
Look at the tail.
Holy cow, literally. Oh, okay. My goodness.
Think of this.
That's a little loco.
Think of one bull.
Yeah.
How many children do you think he has?
I don't even want to think about it.
I think it
Brother's
depends on the bull,
busy.
Let's be honest. Like,
so true. But,
you know.
Which bull?
He's a sturdy bull. He's
busy.
A lot of kids, you know what I'm saying?
If he's a hunky bull, then...
Can you imagine the child support that bull has paid for?
Goes endless. Got it.
He's got to go, like, reserve grass. Like, okay, this is only for my kids.
He alphabetically orders his kids. Oh, that's wild.
So funny.
Oh my gosh. All right.
That's crazy.
Well, that's a great story. Also, if you have any other stories, please send us.
If they're related to cows or not.
Or if you work at Bovine Playboy.
I know you have stories.
We need info. We need details on that.
Give me that bull catalog.
Yeah. Email us at utahdatingpod@gmail.com. We want to take a tour of the facility.
Yeah, we do.
What kind of pictures are in there? Is it just like a...
Like, just like profile, or do you gotta get like what?
Do
what
they
angles?
Get under the carriage? I'm a little nervous.
They have like a 360 video like they do at the car places. View this cow.
It's Calvana. Bull delivered to your door. Oh my gosh.
So funny.
Wow. All right.
I would like to see a cow bottle. Whoa. A cow. A bull catalog in my life.
All right. Well, if anybody has access to it, let us know. I know that you guys broke up or whatever, but...
You know...
If you can get that connection, that seems worth it right there.
That's the networking I'd like to do from LinkedIn for the professional shoddies, of course. Of course, of course.
Only professionals.
Wow, that's nuts. All right. Yeah. Well, that's one dating story.
I love it.
Sweet, that's great. We brought Nick on as earlier
for
introduced.
A reason.
Yeah, not just classic white boy. No, I'm kidding. We're thrilled to have you, Nick.
Yeah.
You shared with us a dating story. We were all playing glow in the dark croquet the other night.
I won.
Don't you affiliate yourself.
We won.
Okay. You guys did well.
You're such
you
a
did
man.
Well. I You're took out all the other players for you.
You did, and we appreciate you for that. Bailey,
but
we were on the same team, babe.
I know, I just like realized
okay,
that.
Okay. I was gonna say, I was like, wait, are we
but also
are
I
we divorcing or what's the deal?
I did hit the winning ball though.
You did. You did.
Yeah, I know.
You're great with hitting. Anyway.
That's what she said.
Bailey, how
so
could
Nick.
You? So Nick, tell us the craziest dating story and or any Utah dating paraphernalia stories that you might have.
Ever since you've been here,
yeah.
What are some experiences?
Yeah, just get into it.
Okay, yeah.
Get into it.
Get into it.
Are we looking for just like funny stories
We're
or like horror stories?
Oh my gosh, do you have horror stories?
I mean, a little bit. Because
I want those. Yeah.
That is what you're going to be sharing.
Dive on in, Nicholas. Is your full name Nicholas?
It's not. It's just N-I-C-K.
Nick.
What? Okay.
Nick.
Nickelodeon. Ow! Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
Take it away, Nick. With the C-K.
With. The CK, yeah, right here.
Yep.
I mean, okay, this one's pretty bad.
Okay. You're going through your Rolodex.
That one was bad, but this one was.
Got to pull out his Palm Pilot to go through the states.
No, there was, I was on a dating app, Mutual. Right,
classic.
So.
Oh! Dang it! Another one bites the dust. Okay.
Wait,
what year was this? Was this? I'm not even going to let you finish your story. I'm so sorry. Okay. What year of Mutual was this? Was this when it was fresh out, like 2016, 2017? Or are we talking like...
Are we talking last week?
Yeah.
This was probably, 2017 or 2018, I think.
Okay. Fresh out of the womb.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho, so I planned this date with this girl. We're going to go... I had like suggested like, oh, we'll just go get ice cream or something. She's like, no, let's actually go to Texas Roadhouse. And I was like, okay. I'm like, it's kind of an expensive first date, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, it's fine.
All right.
She's thinking of the rolls.
That's fair. You know.
I'm always thinking about those rolls.
Me too.
Who doesn't?
I don't know what they put in it, but it's got to be
crack.
Cocaine.
It's
got to be
yeah,
cocaine.
True. Yeah.
It has
I've
to.
I've got the secret recipe. It's,
oh,
it's crack.
Cool.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew it.
Wow.
Anywho, so we were going to go to Texas Roadhouse, right? And so it was like 20 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I had left a little bit early thinking traffic might be bad. So I was probably like 10 minutes early. And
solid.
So I'm like almost to the restaurant. And then I get this text from her like, hey, I'm running a little bit late. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm like, I guess I'm early, so it's not like gonna be that big of a deal. She's texting
sure.
me now. I'm like, oh, how late are you gonna be? She's like, well, I still have to get home, and so it's probably gonna be like 45 minutes for me to get ready.
What?
Yeah. And she's like, and then it's like 15, 20 minutes to get there.
Oh.
So I'll probably be like an hour late.
Okay. The fact that she said, I'm gonna be a little late. No, you're not, girl.
That
you're
is
gonna be
not
late.
A little. That is straight up. Late.
That's late with a capital L.
That's also
okay.
I gotta talk to all the girlies here. I feel like we're such good planners for these dates that even like the night before you do the pre-date shower prep.
Yeah.
You do the exfoliation.
Who does that?
The shaving, the moisturizing. No, not a true girly pop. That's
interesting.
Okay, 45 minutes to get ready. 20 to drive over. And
so,
messaging you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, like that's kind of long. I didn't really know what to do at that point because I was just
sure.
like, I don't want to just sit here for an hour.
I
want to
just
wait.
Be cracking these peanuts alone, sitting in the birthday saddle. I'm waiting for my date.
Yeah. Well, and plus, like, they weren't taking reservations that night. So I was like, I couldn't even, like, say, hey, in like an hour,
yeah.
I'm going to have a date. It was like, hey, I'm here now, yeah. but you have like only 10 minute wait time, so oh. I guess I'll just chill.
Yeah.
And then figure it out. So I kind of was like, man, if she's just not even going to show up on time, sure. and I'm early, like, I just...
It's not going to work.
Yeah, I was like, it's just probably not going to work. Yeah. Like,
not going to work.
So I was like, hey, like, sorry, I just don't think I can wait that long. I got stuff to do later tonight, so sure. like, maybe we'll just try for another time or something like that.
Sure.
She like laid into me. She was like,
That's crazy.
You are such a jerk, and like men are always doing this to me, and they like try and abuse me in this way.
Well, then don't be an hour late.
Whoa.
Right. And I was kind of like, I don't know what I did.
I don't think that's a good enough term to use the term abuse.
Right.
I don't.
That
I'm not gonna gaslight a girly pop, but
I
think
am.
I'm about.
That's not what abuse means.
Bailey, take it away. Oh no.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, oh no. Like And I'm a nice guy. I'm sorry. That's
Nick, you're classic
nice guy.
And so I was just like, oh, like, I was feeling really bad. Like, I had done sure. something wrong by canceling this date. And so I was like, yeah, it's just like, you know, just I was already there early. Sure. And then you were going to be an hour late. And so I was like, it just didn't feel like it was going to work. So I just figure we'll just try for another time when you can be on time.
Yeah. Okay, right? If I was that girl, I would have been like, okay. Sure. Yeah. I don't have to shower now. Like, that's great.
Yeah. I kind of low key would kind of be celebrating, but at the same time, I don't think I'd be laying into it because also
I wouldn't have a fit.
Yeah.
Over not going to Texas Roadhouse.
Because also that's, I mean, saying that you've blocked out the whole evening. I mean, what, like first dates, dinner dates are like maybe an hour, hour and a half. But then if you're already an hour late plus another hour dinner plus another, I don't know. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I did feel bad. And sure. so I was like, hey, like.
Because you're a nice guy.
Classic Nick with a CK.
With a CK. And so so I was just like, look, we can just do it another time. Like,
sure.
when is going to be a more convenient time when you're already going to be down here so you don't have to drive
sure.
and whatever.
How considerate, Nick.
Right?
Ugh.
Ugh.
So she calms down enough to, and like, okay, yeah, like, we'll plan a date for another time.
Sure.
And so then we end up going to the trolley. I don't know if you, it's in Springville. It's pretty good food. Anyway, I'm not here advertising for them.
Yeah, sponsor us, please.
No, it's good food there. But so we go on this date, and like, it's honestly just like one-way conversation. She's just talking at me, and she's kind of like, trauma dumping, like all her hardships that she's gone through.
Ooh.
Yeah, and she's like, and some of it I'm like, I'm grateful that you're being open and
sure.
willing to share and not like, I don't talk about myself ever.
Yeah.
And so that was good,
that
I guess.
That is a very progressive thing for a white man to have. That's a great, that's a great thing, Nick.
Oh, thanks.
Way to be a step above the rest.
But at the same time, first date, you know, especially after that first attempt.
And you weren't sharing the same stuff. It was just her?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like.
How boring. I'm not a therapist. Get going. Like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And there was like, there was some pretty serious stuff I feel like she was sharing. And I was like.
Oh, no.
Like,
I don't feel like I should be privy.
You know them for a while so that they're like, oh, well, I'm already hooked into this friendship. Like, we can't separate now. It was kind of like, oh, this is a lot to now know that I have to, like, if I go on another date, I have to be prepared for all of this stuff to, like, happen.
Oh.
Anywho.
So was she, like, trying to come from the perspective of, like, I should let him know now?
That I'm
But that still doesn't make sense to me. Let me pull the ladies. Does that make sense? I don't even
no.
think. Interesting. So then how did that date end?
I mean, I walked her to her car, said goodnight and
Classic.
All that stuff. I'm sorry. I know. Just
stop being so nice, Nick.
But yeah, she was like, yeah, we should go on another date. And I was like, oh, like, I'm not sure yet. But yeah, we'll have to talk about it.
Wild.
Yeah. And then she like texted me like a lot after that. And I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, I just didn't really feel a connection on our date. Like, I just... And she went off on me again, like, oh, my goodness, you're what's wrong with men in the world. You're all this, that, and the other. And
oh,
I was
no.
like, oh.
Okay, pause. Pause.
Going ahead, Bailey.
I would just like to apologize to all the men out there who
who don't have us to date.
Who haven't dated me yet. Who, like, where I've said, you all suck because half of you do. But also the girls suck. No offense to this girl.
I hate to say it as a girl's girl, but
we're
some of us can be difficult.
Yeah.
Me included. I'll raise my hand, I guess.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know. That's why we have such like opposing differences. Like you're perfect, I'm not.
I'm perfect.
And then Nick's a guy.
Nick's,
and then we're
Nick's a nice guy.
Top podcast this week.
Anyways,
this
just
isn't the place.
To apologize for bashing
Woof.
All men. Continue.
Woof.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, that's probably like my worst story.
Okay.
I feel like most of them aren't quite that wild. But
here's another question for you. Our topic on dating culture in Utah this week is NICMOs. Pretty juicy, folks. Pretty juicy. Do you have a NICMO story that you'd be willing to share on the waves?
Nick's like, huh?
What's a NICMO?
You pure soul.
I'll be honest. I don't know that I would ever say I've had a NICMO, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't kiss on a first date.
That's okay.
Kind of my rule of thumb.
Okay.
I guess I've had like, I don't know. This sounds weird. Like
Nothing's
friends with benefits,
okay.
You know, in which.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Sure.
But never like.
But the benefit is the NICMO.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not.
All
right.
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 Right. Right. Right. Right.
You dog, Nick.
Is there a different term that I can use instead of friends with benefits? Is that the right word? I don't know.
I feel like that's the right term.
Okay.
I just don't know. I mean, I don't know. Well, maybe we should make a term. I don't know. Let's make a term.
Think of an acronym, Bailey.
Somebody contact Urban Dictionary and get us entered in there. For those who don't know, I don't know. Well, anybody outside of Utah doesn't know this. Or anybody who's not from Utah.
NICMOs?
NICMOs are non-committal makeouts, which are the chaste version of a one-night stand. But,
More pure. More pure.
Pure. I mean, you just part ways like never happened, but...
It usually happens either in the temple parking lot or the church parking
lot.
I'm not calling anyone out right now, but
I feel
saying.
Very called out. I was living in my parents' basement at the time. Where else was I supposed to go? I was sitting in his Toyota Corolla, and I felt very inclined to do a little smooch.
Sure.
Whatever.
Spirit said, you guys can smooch.
Y'all can leave. y'all can go another way. Thoughts on NICMOs? I've got mixed feelings. The deep breath before he gets canceled.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously, I have not really partaken in it.
Sure.
So I guess maybe I'm not a good person to ask because I don't have a lot of experience to
sure.
pull from.
Sure.
But I'm personally like, I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
Like if I'm looking to pursue a long-term relationship with someone, a NICMO is not going to get me there. And
period.
So,
that's a really good point.
He's a virtuous man. I got this bracelet in Relief Society for being virtuous. I should hand it to Nick.
Here's my medallion for you. I don't deserve it at this point. As a partaker of the forbidden fruit, many times, whoops! Sorry! Actually, I'm not going to apologize. I
know
it's
you had
fine.
Fun.
Sure, but did that lead to tears?
Sure.
Of course it did.
Sure.
Of course it did. I think NICMOs, to me, and this is, of course, my absolutely unneeded opinion in the world, in a world of so many,
NICMOs.
You know, other pressing issues.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about NICMOs. I think it's just a symptom of people not wanting to get hurt and just wanting the benefits, which I think is a huge bummer, and I don't really know how to work past that, because I too want to get to the benefits of a relish, but
What if I told you I don't?
Let's talk more about that, Bailey. Dive in deeper.
Yeah, she wants to, like, you know, make out with them, and then slowly as the relationship progresses, oh just, like, not touch them ever
so
again.
So smart.
And that's when they're, like, they're locked
so
in.
So
you know?
Smart.
That's,
start
that's
at the
what
line.
She wants. Yeah.
Start at the line and then walk backwards to Reno. I love it.
Maybe Sparks even.
Maybe Sparks. Go to the forbidden, oh, what was it called in Lion King? Oh, flippin', that's the blank place. You must never go there. What was that called?
You're the
Elephant
Broadway
Graveyard.
The Elephant Graveyard. Thank you so much, Nick. The Elephant Graveyard. That's Reno. We don't go there.
Hey, Reno.
Maybe even Wendover. What are the forbidden cities in Utah?
West Valley. Tooele.
I think some parts of Manaway. Some parts.
Manti?
No, Manti is a pretty holy place.
Oh, what's the it's right outside Tooele and West Valley.
You got me. I've lived here my whole
Magna.
Life. Oh,
Magna.
That's fair. That's for sure fair.
I don't even know where these places are. So
yeah,
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I know where Tooele is.
That's okay.
You failed geography.
Yeah, I did not take Utah geography.
You didn't
I'm
even
so sorry, guys.
Your Utah report.
Man.
I did a county report on Millard County.
Mine was Wasatch.
That's a really good one.
I was premium. You know,
you paid extra. You gave the teacher a couple bucks. Give me a good county. I'm flipping.
And I got
no,
Hawaii.
Was it Willard or Millard? I don't know.
Looks like someone else failed geography. Yeah.
It was me.
I also got Hawaii as my state.
Oh, dip. That's a pretty good state.
Yeah.
What was your country report? Were you there for that? Doing a country report?
I'm so lost. I'm not even going to lie to you.
You didn't have
for
to do
reals?
A state and a county
What
report?
Kind of academic standards are in Nevada? None, perhaps?
I mean, as long as you know how to deal, like, that's all they really care, you know?
You know what? They keep the card shufflers turning.
Yeah, pass out the cards.
All right. Let's get into our weekly obsession slash...
Wait. I had to talk about my NICMOs.
Oh, yeah. Dip. I'm so sorry. Wait. Curly Pop.
Curly Pop, I've never had.
I was going to say. I was like, what kind of experience have you had in the last 48 hours since I've seen you?
Oh, you know. You know both the story of what happened last weekend.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. I turned one down because
the guy was being nasty. He was wanting a little bit more than
and
a schnickmo.
Little Bailey me, I got scared.
But
and so I said no.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, if you haven't even had your first kiss and you're diving right into a full-fledged NICMO, that's a little daunting.
True.
Even a seasoned pro.
And he was feeling some type of way, so I couldn't do it.
I was sitting
in Black Bear Diner, freaking the freak out, man.
She was doing laps around Black Bear Diner.
I was.
It was. I'm pretty sure the waiter was like, "What is going on?"
No, the people around me were like, "What is she doing? Sit down.
Cool your jets. Sheesh." Eat your
Anyways.
Cinnamon French toast.
So I think my thought, if you're like that, no, you're done. You're garbage. But if I think it's for fun, sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think maybe just identifying. But then we get into the problem of people aren't always honest about what they're actually doing it for.
True.
I've done it because I've been angry. I've done it because I've been lonely. Mm-hmm. I've done it because they're a hot piece and I want to get a slice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But
anyways,
I don't know. I don't feel like I've ever been upfront about that when just doing a straight up NICMO of like, hey, I'm feeling pretty lonely and kind of abandoned by
come kiss me on my
parental
heart.
Figures in my life. Wanna
bang? Sorry, Nick.
You can't say that among this holy individual. Bailey!
Maybe that's why I haven't had these NICMOs, is because I'm just too honest.
You are the city of Enoch personified. That's a deep cut for all of
us. So I think the moral of my story is, I do want a NICMO partner, but...
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know.
We'll put a pin in that.
We'll put a pin in it.
Yeah, I think it's the summer of love for you, Bailey.
Curly yeah, it is.
I'm seeing
Greece.
It. Y'all Anyways. Don't know, but Bailey's going to Greece, and she's going to have a darn tootin' good time.
You think?
So that's going to be pretty good. All right. I'm so sorry that I had skipped over your Nick Moe opinion.
It's okay. You can now continue.
Okay. I appreciate you forgiving
me. You're welcome.
Now we're going to dive into some weekly obsessions / the bark meter.
Yeah.
All right. Personally for me.
Yep.
Personally for me, it was the Bridgerton trailer.
No!
Scott! Nick, have you seen this?
I don't know that I have.
No!
Do you watch Bridgerton?
No!
No!
This is why I'm never getting invited on the show.
I can't do this anymore, Nick. I can't.
Okay.
You're a nice guy. You probably shouldn't.
It's pretty spicy. I think just objectively, if you want to like up your dating game or know what women are doing, I mean, watch they're not they're cheating. Doing. They're not gambling, you know, to support your state. They're watching Bridgerton yeah. or rewatching the last 10 minutes of season 3. Am I right, ladies?
Or even dissecting it. Me and Megan did not do that, but...
No, of course not. We haven't... Brogerton? What's that?
I've actually never seen that.
I don't know
I'm
what that is.
Playing along.
It's essentially Regency era 1800s horny people.
Romance.
Ugh. Classic. But if you want to up your dating game or no, I mean, there's some good stuff in there. How many barks does that deserve?
Have you not seen the bark meter, Nick?
No.
Nick
is like, why did I get into this podcast with these girls?
So why is she barking right now?
When I asked if there was homework, you should have said, oh, you need to watch this.
I should have.
A whole three seasons? Sorry. Is that where we're on now, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
part two is coming
out
June 13th. Yeah. That's a promo for you. You're welcome, Netflix. I also think a weekly obsession for me is when men say, sorry, I've been busy.
Dude, shut up. No, you haven't.
And I haven't. And trick, I haven't. I'm just rubbed a little the wrong way.
You can't twiddle your thumbs for a second and message me back? It's that hard?
Yeah. Like when I ask a question, just, sorry, I've been busy. That's the response. That's the only response.
Nick, I know you've said that before. What's your... Go ahead. Explain what sorry, I'm busy means.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick. Tell me what it means. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but
tell me why. What does it mean?
I didn't
Nick?
Realize you guys were such good singers.
That's, yeah. That's
I crazy. Can do it again if you want, but
not to say that this is a singing podcast, but it kind of is.
Someone's a Broadway musical theater degreeist.
That's actually on my transcript, yeah. Broadway musical theater degree.
We're friends.
It's fine.
The technical
fine.
Term, of course.
Of yeah. course, of course, yeah. Sure. That's what us in the industry call a professional.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I feel like there can be a lot of reasons that that could happen.
Classic.
Sorry, yeah. Like, times that I've done it has been if... Like, sometimes you even think that there's, like, a potential something going on with someone else, and so you're like, oh, I'm just gonna, like, I don't wanna keep... pursuing this person in case this works out, and then it's like, oh well, that didn't work out, so now I'm trying to come back, and you're like, there's not really like a good answer.
Me,
I was gonna say, in my experience, I don't generally have girls that ask me questions. It's almost always like I have to lead the conversation.
Really?
What?
Like
what?
Yeah, I could probably prove that to you. I mean, but yeah, I feel like most girls, like, they just expect for me to carry the conversation.
Because you're then, a guy.
Yeah, and then when it's like, oh, well, he's not talking about anything I want to talk about, I guess I'm not going to text him back anymore.
That
and I'm like,
is so wild because I feel the opposite way. I feel like I'm always leading the convo. Look at my mutual DMs. Dang it. My mutual... I'm so sorry. But look at my flipping mutual DMs, and I'm asking, like, how was your day? What's new with you?
Yeah.
What's bringing you joy lately? And they're like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Here's another question, Nick. What advice would you give to women? I know. I'm about to ask a man's opinion. I can't.
Man.
I know. But what advice?
That's crazy.
What advice would you give? Tread lightly, Nick.
Okay. You have two females raging.
Our sacrificial lamb.
My advice is, like, this is so hard. I'm going to get canceled for sure.
No, no.
Little did he know this was a trap.
Right? Yeah, the whole
we got
time.
Him, ladies. We got him.
There's cops right outside the store going to grab me.
This isn't the place for you, Nick. Let's go.
But I feel like, make an effort.
Okay.
Like, I feel like so many times it's left to me to, like, start the conversation and do all these steps, and I'm just like, and even when I'm just like, hey, like, let's just go get ice cream sometime and actually get to know each other instead of just text someone. Right? I know. I'm sure that's the cliche, like, I hate ice cream dates. But for me, okay, for me, I hate texting. It is
really?
Not my favorite. Like,
no, I don't like it either.
It's
let's
so
meet,
impersonal.
Let's meet in person. Or do FaceTime and get to know each other then, and then go on an in-person date.
I'd rather die than go on FaceTime.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Girl.
That's pretty serious right there.
Sorry.
Mom and Dad are talking. Hang on. Yeah.
I'll go to my room.
We'll get to you in just a second.
Sorry, sweetie.
But
no, I think that's a very wholesome because
we're getting a different perspective.
We're getting a different perspective because from our point of view, from our side of the table,
all men
on our
suck.
Side of mutual, men suck, man. Like, it's the, we're putting in, I'm going to make more myself, putting an effort into, like, getting to know a person or, like, let's go on a date. And then the guy asks for a NICMO. And then I'm like, sometimes maybe. But in this current season of life, no, I don't want that right now. But I, oh man, that's interesting that
it's
like
really
we're feeling the same frustrations. Maybe it's like the same 50 people on Mutual. Flip.
They all look like it.
Yeah. What are red flags to you in Mutual profiles and or other dating profiles?
Or just in general.
So the things that you talk about, like, ask, that's in so many girls' profiles as well.
Seriously?
Yeah, boys and girls both doing it on either side.
I would really like
people
to go
people just putting
swiping.
Like, oh, here's my Snapchat. Like, and you're like, okay. Like, yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
So it happens on both sides. So.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So.
Wow.
I don't know if that helps.
That does.
But
is there like an objectively like immediate, like similar to the guys with like the fish pick? Is there
do
a picture?
Do you have a fish pick?
I do not. Okay, good.
We brought on a really good guy today. Is there a picture that girls do that you're like immediately no? Again, I'm asking for a man's opinion. This doesn't happen often, but we are asking. Because again, when a guy has like a fish or like a flipping trout,
you're done.
I'll be honest. When I see girl profiles, when they're like, they're got a big old fish on there, I'm kind of like,
girls have fish pics?
Oh, yeah.
Who's doing this? We have to have a council immediately.
Ladies, we
need to gather
world.
Immediately. No.
But, you know, maybe these people with the fish pics are like, they're matching with each other. And then they're going fishing for their first date and they're loving it, you know?
I have a picture of a corn dog. Where is the guy with the corn dog?
Where's the justice?
Where's the other corn dog pick?
Where's the guy with the 0.5 corn dog?
Gosh dang, is it that hard to ask? I guess it is.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we're going to now get into our under construction section of the podcast where you can ask questions. Send us questions to utahdatingpod@gmail.com. Here is the first question, and again, it's going to be posed to Nick. Whoa. Here's
don't
my
mess it up.
You're so bad at these questions.
No, you did great.
You're doing super, Nick. You're doing super. Here's the question. Where do men get the audacity to ghost? Is it in a little, you know, river out in Wendover?
Do you have to go to Sparks?
Is it a class that you take in BYU? Like, what? Where's the audacity coming from?
The only reason I would ghost someone is if it was like there wasn't a real conversation going on anyway. Mm. Then I would be like, oh, I don't need to continue to carry this conversation. I'm just going to let it die. And you're not going to say anything and I'm not going to say anything. And we're both fine with that.
And then you're set.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only times that I would actually ghost someone is if it was kind of like, okay, like we just like you're just like poison in my life. And so I just need to cut you out at this point.
Yeah.
There's no saving it. Like, it's just, we just need to be done.
Sure.
But okay. I usually tell them that at some
okay.
point.
Okay. You're also a really wholesome guy.
I'm a really wholesome guy. I don't generally ghost
Frick
people.
Nick.
Unless it's not a real conversation.
Nick, what is something you wish women knew about men and dating?
So there's this expectation for men to make the first move. But then there's this fear that if we make the first move, we're going to be seen as a creep. And so...
As a creep? Really?
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Like, and again, I'm not saying you're causing that. I'm just saying as a whole.
It's
like,
directly Megan and Bailey's fault. No, for sure.
You both
directly
suck.
You guys.
We cooked this up in a lab for you, Nick.
But that's just like what's being pushed out there. Like, oh, like men asking a woman out. Oh, my goodness. Like, how could he, you know? But at the
same
time, women don't expect men, like, there's no expectation for a woman to make the first move, right? The expectation is for the guy to make the first move. But then if we make that first move. So, like, I wish women would know that you need to give guys clear clues.
Because they're dumb?
Because we're dumb, but also because we're, like, we're terrified, you know?
Mm-mm.
If I ask you and you say no, that hurts, right? Emotionally, I'm going to be scarred from that in some way, shape,
or form. Of
course,
yeah.
Right?
We're going to talk about it in therapy and all that good stuff, yeah.
But then, like, if I ask a girl out and I haven't gotten a signal, like, then she's going to be like, oh, you're so creepy. I'm going to tell all my friends that you're a creep and tried to ask me on a date. And you're like, oh, like.
Has this happened to you?
Oh,
where you've been called a creep for asking a girly pop out?
Yeah.
If you
walking
ever,
City of Enoch
if you've
got
ever
turned down, I'm sorry.
Called Nick a creep, you're the creep. Because that's not good.
You heard it here first, folks. We're gaslighting the girlies. That's insane.
We're joining the boys' side.
Whoa.
So, and again,
whoa,
there are creeps out there. I'm not saying that they don't exist and that there aren't these terrible people.
And they are present in Utah. Womp womp.
And so, again, it just is this weird situation where even, like, man, before COVID and stuff, I feel like I went on so many more dates.
Oh,
and after
sure.
that, I've just been like, I don't know, like, do I ask this girl on a date and get rejected potentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm not always in a mental state to handle that. Or do I get like, oh, well, Nick's just like this creepy guy that asks these girls on a date. And
that's sad.
Interesting.
So.
That's nuts. Here's another question. I'm often the driver. Uh-oh. Oops. I you know what? I would love for someone to just take care of me just for 5 minutes.
Sure.
And then I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm getting right now. And I'm bitter about it. It's fine. I've asked lots of guys out on dates. I've asked him out. The most recent one totally ghosted me and he's in my fetching ward.
I know you're listening. You can literally shove it somewhere else.
And that also hurts. So flip, maybe we just all need a pep talk and just knock it off. Just knock it off. Here is our group date idea, or just date night idea. Play glow in the dark croquet. We
all
bought
three of us.
We bought a flip ton of glow sticks from the dollar store. It was awesome. And then you get to like make your own glow stick design on a little croquet bat.
Yours was really good.
Thanks. I was trying to do like the infinity gauntlet of a croquet.
Right.
Matt. Yeah. Bat.
You should have said like I'm Thor or something at some point during that game.
That actually would have been someone did say that. That was actually me.
Oh, for reals? Oh
did
yeah,
you say
Bailey.
That?
Yeah, it was me.
Yes, ma'am.
No, like I feel like
Nick, no, you weren't that funny. No.
No.
You're not that cool. Our date idea.
That's our date idea, and that's also the podcast for
Yay!
This week. So thank you so much for tuning in. Nick, thank you so much for joining
Nick.
Us
nice
on the
Nick.
Second episode of This Isn't the Place, the Utah Dating Podcast. Please follow our podcast and us on Instagram for any updates on the podcast. We're currently on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. We're working on other platforms. Give us a minute. I'm so sorry.
We're trying our best.
We're doing our darndest. Please email us with questions and with stories, please. We know you have the bad dating stories. We know you know somebody who has the bad dating stories.
Send us that darn email.
Yeah, because if you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma or a bad Utah date, We want to hear from you because you may be entitled to compensation and or be on this podcast.
You never know.
So, yeah. And also remember, even the pioneers had bad dates.
You're not alone.
Even the pioneers.
You're not alone.
Even the pioneers. So,
anyways, yeah. Swipe right.
Live right and stay out of trouble, Utah. Bye.